Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Cutter Lawler. Welcome back to another month of Movie Monthlies here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the month's movie news, entertainment news, and just generally having a bit of a chit-chat about everything to do with film. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Mead. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Connor. You nailed the intro. That's the best intro Movie Monthlies has ever gotten.
Well, that's because the monthly thing is now turning me off. It sets me off on a bad path. I always go weekly and then I get confused and then I panic.
You have 4.5 years of muscle memory trying to trick you. Well, no, you powered through and I respect that.
But actually, this month's Movie Monthlies is actually a pretty big deal because the strikes have ended since the last episode, which means, Sean, and you might be excited about this, We have news.
Oh my, actual movie news to talk
actual
about?
Actual movie news.
Oh my, we really stopped doing this weekly at the right time, didn't we?
Oh, but imagine weekly if we were doing it during the strike.
Like, we were already a bit burnt out. That genuinely would have done damage.
They might be doing Cinderella. Yeah. I don't know.
There's rumours aplenty.
Before we get into that, if you could give this episode a like, a 5-star on Spotify would really help us out. We are going for 100 5-star reviews before the end of the year. So, if you have not given us a 5-star review, and I know for a fact, right?
We got numbers, folks.
We got numbers, right? That I know how many lists on Spotify, because we got our Spotify Wrapped as a podcast. How many of you fuckers have us in your top 5 podcasts? And not 100.
Not meaning to toot our own horn. It's more than 100.
I'll tell you, the number's bigger than 100, Sean. Yeah. Which means
I might not know much, but I know that.
I don't have to be good at maths, but I'm like, wait, that number's bigger. And we're in the top 5 podcasts, but the little cheeky feckers won't even click the 5 stars. I don't know about that now. I'm not sure.
Are you really true fans, is what I'm saying here.
Turn us off! we're not saying that we're going to complain to you or give out to you.
I'll walk over this, Connor.
Sean said he would leave the show, so please, honestly, do not give us a like.
Yeah. You set him up, I'll knock him down.
If you give us a like and follow all the podcast platforms, we have new merch out. If you want to head over to our merch store, all brand new designs got released last week on Black Friday. It was like a week and a half ago now. So they're all up there. Little Dicky stuff. You got Orban Time. You got Hero Zero merch. It's all over. It's all happening, Sean.
There's so much. There's so much merch to have at all times. If anyone wants to be the first person to wear entirely Heroes for Hire merch as an outfit, yeah, you'll get it. We'll do some kind of little reward for you.
I'm pretty positive there is like sweatpants, sweatshirt combo up there.
We need to get boots on the go. If I can get Heroes for Hire Doc Martens, fucking let's do this, boys.
Absolutely the worst quality Doc Martens you've ever
just
seen.
Just bright green.
But Sean, it's time for Movie Monthlies. It's time for some pretty big news. And this is where we really come into our own, Sean, because we are starting this week's episode with a trailer. And not just any trailer. The greatest trailer I think I've probably ever seen.
Not since, I would say, Morbius has a trailer made me feel so many feelings.
It's certainly a movie that will be coming out. But Sean,
it is one of the movies of all time.
Sean, we are of course talking about Madame Web, which Madame got Web. Their first ever, the first live action trailer was released, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and it is genuinely so terrible that it is so amazing.
It is, like, it's fascinating how they thought that this was okay to put out, because none of it works or looks or sounds good.
But Sean, these are the same people. This comes from Sony. I mean, these are the same people who created Morbius. They wouldn't let us down again, surely.
Surely we can't be burnt a sixth time. Mm.
Like Morbin time was a phenomenon, a cultural phenomenon.
But he knew her mother while she was researching spiders in the Amazon right before she died, Connor. That's the new Morbin time.
If you haven't seen the trailer, by the way, I would recommend highly going to watch it or not watching it, because please don't go see this.
Don't give them money for this, not even as a joke watch. Like, buy a ticket for a good movie and then go see this.
They cancelled El Muerto, which is fair enough. So, if anyone doesn't know, Sony are a lovely company and have released Spider-Verse and across the and Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider. They've released those movies. But what they also have is they have a lot of live-action Spider-Man-related content without actually having Spider-Man. So,
yes.
The story behind this movie is that they don't have the rights to Spider-Man because Marvel have Tom Holland and they kind of split the rights with them for him. But
it's
they
a weird shared custody thing that they have.
They want the money for themselves. So that's why they have Venom. That's why they have Morbius. And that's why they have a whole Spider-Verse that they have created, but without Spider-Man. It's the only Spider-Verse that's ever created without the actual main character it's based around.
It is a bold move, to be fair.
It would be like having the Bat-Verse, but there's no Batman.
But that at least has competent characters outside. Spider-Man is like, he's that, and then there's just villains, basically. Yeah.
So, which is why we're getting a Kraven the Hunter movie coming out at some stage that Sean is very much looking forward to. It's why we have a Venom 1, 2, and possibly a 3rd.
I think we're definitely getting a 3rd.
Morbin time came and went, and then came again, and then went again. And
it's due to come once more, perhaps?
Maybe. Just one more time. I promise I'll go see it, Sony.
But this trailer as well feels like, you know that end scene of Morbius? It feels like an entire movie of that.
So, Sony have an amazing ability. Now, you don't know this, but not a lot of people do, but obviously we are a scoops kind of podcast. So
we do love a scoop.
I have the inside scoop, and I know for a fact that Sony have a time-travelling machine. And what you don't realise, they're not going forward to see what's going to adapt, maybe what's going to work in 5 years.
Yeah.
They've looked at 2005 superheroes field and they've said, we want a bit of that. Okay?
That's
2004
really
was
the
peak
peaked.
Of superheroes.
It never got better, they said.
So trailers from that era, movies from that era, that's really where they want. They want to get to Elektra and they don't want to say it out loud, but Elektra's their peak.
But like, what? Like, okay, I'm wagering you don't know a huge amount about Madame Web and this whole side of Spider-Man.
Other than what you've told me, not a lot.
So what do you think is going on here?
Okay, but see, I'm also slightly, I have a memory of you telling me things vaguely. So I have, Madame Web is like, she's part of it's the green for Poison Ivy, but it's the Spider-Man thing. What's that called?
The Web of Life and Destiny.
The Web of Life and Destiny. What a name. So she's connected to that, and she connects all of the spider people all together.
Kind of. So.
Right.
The old woman, Madame Web, was just a psychic. And then it got passed on to Julia Carpenter, which I think is what Dakota Johnson is playing.
Mm.
And then it's more of the like spider totem, like, all spiders are connected kind of bullshit.
Right.
So, yeah, you kind of nailed it.
Okay, and so she is just psychic. Does she have spider powers?
No, sometimes.
You were quite equivocal with the no, and then sometimes.
Julia Carpenter has, she used to be able to make psionic webs. So like psychic webs instead of actual webs.
Right. So she
really was Spider Woman. And then became Madame Web. Because she gained Madame Web's powers and also her blindness.
Oh, because she's blind as well. Sorry. Yeah. So she's psychic, but she's blind, is the take.
Psychic, but blind, but doesn't need the eyes. Like it's like Neo in Matrix 3.
Okay. So then who are all the rest of the people playing? Sydney Sweeney's playing Spider Woman?
Yeah. They're all variations on Spider Woman.
Okay. So. They're all connected, and she knows they're connected. And watching this trailer, she has psychic abilities and can see the future. And there's Black Noir from the Boys. The Boys is going around killing them.
So that's Ezekiel Sims. And Ezekiel Sims stole the power of a spider totem in comics. You remember Silk? Lady bit by the same spider as Peter Parker.
What are the chances? But yes.
Yes. Ezekiel Sims found her and was like, we need to hide you away because these spider vampires are going to come and try and eat you. And he was seen as a good guy for ages. Then there was a big twist that he originally stole spider powers. Then Peter Parker lost his powers and Ezekiel ended up giving Peter powers back. And, like, redeeming himself.
Do you know what's mad, right, about Spider-Man? Is Spider-Man's whole origin is there's a random event with a spider that gives him powers. He is the least transferable character to having a series of superheroes around him based off his powers. Batman, no powers. You can train people to just have
anyone
those.
Could put on a bat suit.
Exactly. Spider-Man has, like, such a unique event with one spider, and then they're like, right, well, we need seven different knockoffs of Spider-Man, really.
We need 800 different action figures of this.
This looks like a CW movie, a CW show. This is Flash season 10 level, I would say.
It does not look good at all.
I have a question, right?
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson, I really want to get into this, right?
I think I'm on the same wavelength as you here. Go ahead.
Is she good actress or asleep?
I don't know. I don't think there's any discernible emotion in anything that she says. Now, that could be just down to the script being terrible and her not caring about it. Because I'm sure she's acted good in things before.
Because it's one of those where I'm like, she's definitely a good... Like, surely she's a good actor in something.
You don't
like,
get that far by being a bad actor, do you?
I don't think so. I mean, like, but this trailer might be her worst performance ever.
she doesn't... everything in this trailer, all the action scenes and everything, all look like the most boring version of what they could actually be.
And you also see the whole movie.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised by this at all. I think 90% of this is just to try and get, you know, some level of fan recognition. Like, oh, those are Sony characters.
This is one of those things where I'm annoyed that Sony are making this, because I think you could do a good Madame Web movie. It's like, you could do a really cool Spider-Woman, Madame Web. I wouldn't go Madame Web, to be honest. You would go Spider-Woman or Silk if you were going to go with either of them.
Which begs the question, like, if you have Sydney Sweeney as Spider-Woman, why is that not the movie you make?
Why did you not go down? Like, she's got the traction at the moment, like, from Euphoria. That, like, it's a big name.
And she's in that other movie with your man from Top Gun. Like, clearly the marketing hasn't worked on me. But I just don't know why you go down this future seeing Ezekiel Sims spider totem thing right out of the gate.
Because I think that's like that's movie 3. If you're going to do, like, a universe in this weird universe.
It's like they're doing Avengers first, is what's happening.
They're just introducing, like, weird fucking psychic shit without being like, start with Iron Man.
Yeah.
Start with Spider-Woman. And because then people go, I know Spider-Man, that's Spider-Woman.
Okay, I'm on board.
Whereas Madame Web, you're like, hang on, is that connected or is that just a name? I don't understand what's going on there.
Also, can I just say as well, the Ezekiel Sims Spider-Man outfit is fucking awful. So bad.
I mean, it looks fan-made.
This whole thing looks fan-made. It looks like a good fan-made trailer. I'm going to send you a photo of Ezekiel Sims' outfit in the comics, and it's rad as hell. Like, I don't know why they didn't just do this.
Oh, that's pretty slick.
That's slick. He's got like a motorcycle leathered spider jacket.
Yeah, he's got little buttons along the side and all.
Yeah, more of that and less of black noir but slightly red.
I just have written here, this is my review of this trailer if you haven't seen it. I would recommend not watching it, just leave it out of your life. But if you do really want to laugh, watch this trailer. My review is amazing, terrible, iconic. I think they're the three words I refer to when I think of this movie.
Do you think this is going to come out?
No, I think it'll come out. There's too many big names in it enough for it not to come out, but it will make, I would say triple digit money.
We're talking hundreds of dollars here, people.
It's going to make hundreds of dollars.
I mean, maybe. But
you might get Euphoria fans going to see it for Sydney Sweeney, and like Dakota Johnson has a fan base, and she ended Ellen. So I mean, she might have
That's
people
true.
Show up.
She did like, end Ellen, which we can all respect her for.
We can respect the hustle, but who is this for? Why does anyone want this?
I don't think anyone wants this. Is the thing? I think they're just in too deep. And they just
What's
have to
What's the Madame Web
them.
Fan base like? Are we talking hundreds?
there are literally dozens of them out there.
Like, that's not to say that, but like, who's like, my whole character is based off this character from comic books. My personality is based off this character.
I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be in like any other form of media. But like, it would be, I don't know, it would be like following around Jarvis, the actual butler Jarvis, and like as by way of telling an Iron Man story,
or in Star Wars, following one of the lads that dies in The New Hope when they're flying in the spaceship, one of the pilots,
yeah,
like following him for the movie.
It just like it makes no goddamn sense why this is the one that they're starting everything off with.
So we're gonna move on from that trailer, but that really cheered me up.
I'll never move on from that trailer.
My therapist will hear of this. Sean, Dave Filoni, pretty big news. He has been promoted to Lucasfilm's chief creative officer.
Okay, I would have assumed he was already, to be fair, based on how many fingers and how many pies that man has.
So, this is according to Vanity Fair. He's called the chief creative officer at Lucasfilm. So, he basically is in a position that he works a lot more closely with Kathleen Kennedy, who's the boss currently. And he not only oversees all the TV stuff, but all of the movie stuff as well. So, he's basically in like a weird Kevin Feige-esque role.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Which is weird how that's how jobs are described now in Hollywood. It's like, he's the Kevin Feige of Lucasfilm.
Because nobody'd ever had that role before.
Yeah, but now, like, maybe this is what's needed. It's just someone at the top who says yes or no to things.
Anyone at all.
But who critically knows what all of the things are.
By the way, did you hear Bob Iger? It's not in my news, right? But did you hear Bob Iger last week talking about that they went too woke and now they just need to get back to basics?
Did Bob Iger say this?
I think it was Bob Iger, yeah.
Jesus Christ, Bob. What are you doing?
What a man. He's just like, look, with Star Wars, we actually have gone, or like all the movies, we've lost our way because we started writing movies that just were too, you know, too formulaic. Now we're going to get back to writing real movies, okay? I don't know what he means by that. You fill in your own gap, but there's going to probably be a lot more movies of people that look like us.
Ooh. I don't think that's the problem as to why the last movies weren't received well.
They're just like producing bad movies. They're like, it's gotta be the minorities.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
We gotta appeal more to the, you know, the us looking guys.
What about us?
Like, look, they must have a plan in place. Otherwise, and this is my entire basis for having any level of faith in Star Wars at the minute. If there was no plan in place, I don't think Daisy Ridley would have come back. Because
true, unless they gave her an ungodly amount of money.
a shit ton of money is also an option.
You couldn't put a figure on it. It would just be like more money than God.
Yeah, it would have to be. Like, I'm talking more than they keep paying Harrison Ford to keep coming into things.
I'm talking Bezos level, like Bezos makes it a day level.
Yeah, I'm talking 10 mil a day.
10 mil a minute.
Just to stick around.
Like, there's no way she's coming back for all the hardship otherwise.
No, not a chance. Like, and I don't think we're ever getting John Boyega back either.
No, he's burned that bridge, and fair fucks to him. He's like, no, that place is fucked.
It's horrendous. Fuck this.
Does that make you excited about Star Wars moving forward?
See, I'm not excited about Star Wars anymore. I'm waiting for the next Star Wars thing to get me excited.
Mm. What was the last Star Wars thing that got you excited? Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan I was pretty excited about, yeah. I think that might be it, actually. I didn't watch the latest Mandalorian. I've heard Andor's very good.
Yeah, actually, Andor's getting great reviews.
I think I was too fresh off of being burnt out with Star Wars. So I might give, over Christmas, I might give Andor a try.
Right, and you're going to watch Young Justice as well, obviously.
No, I'm sorry, I'm watching Andor, so I can't.
Oh, well, then just before you start, Andor, why did you watch Young Justice now?
No, I have so much to do.
Connor. I've got a lot of things in the play. I've got a lot of, things up in the air.
I play it spinning.
I'm making a pizza here, hey? we got to move on to our next piece of news. I just want to touch on Star Wars and see if you were excited, because, I mean, I know you haven't been for a while.
Are you excited?
Well, no. Probably not. If you're burned and you liked it before, I was okay before, and now I'm just like, all right.
You're borderline sick of it.
I'm just like, it's fine. Like, it'll come out, and I won't probably watch it, but that's fine.
Fair enough.
Pedro Pascal, Sean.
The man
rumors,
himself.
Reports coming out.
I've missed this segment.
This segment has been going on for, I think, at least 15 months. And finally, we're getting closer, ever closer, to having an actual answer for some things. We had one with Vanessa Kirby, who is then, who's pretty locked in to play Sue Storm in Fantastic Four. But if you remember, we had weekly, almost, then it became monthly, discussions of who could play Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four reboot, because they knew they weren't going to go Krasinski, so they were like, any other person in Hollywood.
Yeah, and there's been a good few names thrown around. We had Adam Driver,
Matt Smith, Jake Gyllenhaal, three off the top of my head.
Yeah, pretty good ones. Glenn Howerton, I think, would be an amazing Mr. Fantastic. And then, in the last couple of weeks, it's been Pedro Pascal has been the rumoured.
The report is stating that Pedro Pascal has been offered the Reed Richards role. So, for the Fantastic Four reboot.
I think...
Oh, he's going to come in big. It's going to be tough for you to insult Pedro.
I love Pedro Pascal. I think he's a lovely, amazing man. Who doesn't? Absolutely. I think that's a short-sighted casting choice.
Mm.
Because I think he's super popular right now and well-deserved. But he's not a young guy, I'll say.
If
he's signing on for 10 to 15 years of movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be pushing 60, 65 by the end of it.
Yeah. And also, Reed Richards, this is going to be one of those weird segments where everyone's like, this is one of those stories that everyone's like, oh, Pedro Pascal, Reed Richards, fuck, that could be so cool. And then I think if you think about it for even 5 minutes, you're like, hang on.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's good.
He's a good actor.
I would actually like to see Pedro play Doctor Doom if you wanted to do that. He could ham it up big time. I don't know if he has the evil vibes that you really need to give off as Doom.
No, but he's been like gang members and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In Narcos and stuff, so maybe that would be fine.
I mean, look, it hasn't been verified officially at the minute. This is still the exact same segment, but this is the most concrete segment we've had of this segment.
Yes, which is saying a lot because it has popped up a lot. I don't think he would be a bad Reed Richards. I just think he's also going to be fucking busy doing other projects. Like, he is in high demand.
Yeah, and I think The Last of Us 2 is probably going to be Philemon, but, like, I'm not going to give spoilers. I was going to make a joke.
You might have a smaller role.
Well, if you haven't played the game, you don't know that shot. So, I mean, I'm not going to say any more, right?
But, well, it's been out a while, hasn't it?
Actually, when did that come out? Like, 2016?
That's those two, yeah. 2016, 2017. So, yeah. Get over it.
It's fine. Right, but he'll be around. Like, I think he'll be okay. It might be new Narcos again. Probably not. But
did you hear the Doctor Doom rumours?
Please, this is your segment, Sean. Go ahead. This is Fantastic Four to save space. This is a place for rumours and reports.
Well, I've heard two rumours for Doctor Doom. One is Mads Mikkelsen, who, to be fair, is already in the MCU, but I don't think that matters at this point. And also Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy is Doctor Doom?
Yeah. I don't hate it, I will say.
I would cast Barry as Johnny Storm tomorrow.
Are you casting Barry or Mezcal?
Oh, Mezcal is heavily favoured to do it.
I think he'd be a great Johnny Storm, to be fair.
Kind of like... But I think... is Mezcal too cool? But Johnny Storm is very cool.
Johnny Storm is the coolest motherfucker
in comics. Yeah. You'd have to get rid of the Irish accent if Vanessa Kirby's a sister.
That's true. But I think Paul could do it.
You know what? Paul could do it. We doubt Paul all the time. Paul could definitely do it. I want Paul to be Johnny
Storm. Too much of an everyman that we don't give him enough credit.
He's too much of us.
Too similar to ourselves.
Yeah. I'd probably walk past him in the street at some stage.
And then I think Cillian Murphy, like, if you're doing Doom full mask, get the man with the brightest eyes in Hollywood.
Oh, yes. Yes. Then you could, like, fully have him just be full on evil. I think Cillian Murphy could do it as well. And also, but it would work. Cillian Murphy's age would work better with Pedro Pascal, I think. I think that's it works a lot better when Reed Richards and Doom are the same age.
Yeah, when they, like, went to college together and, you know, like, they're contemporaries of each other.
I'd say they're about 5 years, or less than 5 years between the two of them. So it makes sense.
Yeah, Pedro Pascal is 48, and then Cillian Murphy...
He's got to be, like, 50.
47.
Ah, perfect ages, if you wanted to do it that way.
Alright.
Mads Mikkelsen is too old, if you're going to...
Do you think so?
Well, if you're going to go to college together.
I guess, yeah. But look, I'll accept Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards if Cillian Murphy is Doctor Doom. Because he doesn't need to be... He doesn't need to get jacked either. They can just put on a muscle suit. Like, he wears armour all the time.
Yeah, he never takes the armour off.
Yeah. Like, I saw a thing on TikTok and Jason Momoa was just like... showing off his Aquaman padded suit. And he's just like, yeah, fuck you, Hemsworth. I didn't have to work out at all.
Momoa doesn't give a shit. He's just he's 6'5", a bit like a shithouse anyway. It doesn't matter.
He's made his money as well. Like, yes, he's grand. Cool.
I'm interested to see if we'll ever get confirmation. I think this movie will come out and we still won't know who exactly is playing these people.
It is wild that, like... It just, there's been nothing announced.
Like, genuinely, like, they keep teasing it. Like, Matt Shackman, who's the director, I mean, he's constantly teasing that, like, who should play these characters? I'm going to direct the movie, but, like, I've got to figure out people who are playing them. But the movie's coming out in summer, in, like, a year and a half.
Yeah, that'll want to start filming fairly sharpish.
Yeah, so December 2024 and then another half. Yeah, so a year and a half from now, the movie's coming out.
I don't think it is.
I don't want to break this to you gently, but it's not coming out then, is it?
It's not coming out when they say it's coming out.
Do you want to know the other Doctor Doom rumour that I had from this week, Sean?
Go ahead.
Javier Bardem playing Doctor Doom.
I do like Javier Bardem.
You wouldn't have to change his voice too much.
No, that's very true. And I also feel he'd commit to doing the mask the whole time.
I you know what, I kind of like Javier more than I like Cillian.
I get that. I like him equally, honestly.
Well, we got to support Cillian. If Cillian and Paul Mescal are in the cast, then we're taking over.
This is the thing. We need to Irish up the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, who do we get as the Ting, really?
Because Seamus from WWE.
Who?
Seamus.
Seamus. Perfect. I think we did a Q&A on the Patreon a while back where we were like picking our favourite...
Our Irish Avengers or something. Our Irish, like,
and Seamus was in there.
Yeah, the muscle, man.
He's the muscle. Okay, did you, by the way, I want to touch on the next piece of news. This was happened last week, Sean. Aardman, the Claymation studio, ran out of clay.
Yeah, so there's one very specific type of clay that they use because it doesn't melt under studio lights. Mm. And the company that makes that just fucking closed down.
Because of Brexit. So Wallace and Gromit, they have enough clay to make the very last Wallace and Gromit movie. But after that, they have literally no clay left.
Apparently, they put out a statement. Aardman put out a statement. They got in front of this. And they were just like, don't worry, we've been working on making our own clay for a little while. Like, we're not just going to run out of it.
But, like, I love the fact that everyone kind of, this came out, everyone was like, I will buy that clay. Who do I need to support? I'll send a tenner to somebody.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, the thing is that I would love it for a while. Like, yeah, they'll get their own clay recipe eventually. Wouldn't it be great if they just had to make new movies with the bits they'd already made?
So you just like have half a chicken run in the middle of a Wallace and Gromit movie?
Yeah. I think that'd be class.
Like characters from just previous things just always returning for every single scene.
Yeah, and it's like a child playing with his toy box and there's like this long convoluted running story.
I think that could work. I think it could. I mean, Chicken Run 2 is out now, isn't it?
It is, I think. Or it's coming out.
It's coming out or it is, but Mel Gibson's not coming back. That's all I know.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
All the chickens in Chicken Run have something around their necks, like a tie or a scarf or something, to hide the joint between the head and the body.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because there was a limitation of the modelling process at the time.
Ah, that's clever. Aardman are fucking genius, man. They're so good.
Did you ever see the behind the scenes of those? And they showed, like, the animators moving the things.
Would you have the patience, is my question.
No, but I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, but I would love to just go around their workshop for, like, an hour.
Like, imagine you were having, like, a fight with your significant other and you went to work in, like, a bad mood. Like, you just had, like, some sort of fucking scuffle over something stupid at breakfast.
Yeah.
You went to work and you just have to move this fucking piece of clay 1 centimetre over 7 hours.
And, like, and you have to do it perfectly the first time. Like, you can't reset it.
I cannot even fathom that. Okay, Sean, we're going to have to move on to our next piece of news. And this is Marvel news. It's good ones. This is going to be good a good news. One. Because you were saying you wanted them to do more movies.
I did say that. I wanted a movie every week is my
You said the
word.
MCU needs more movies and less shows. And
I said MCU, actually.
Oh my god. Bob Iger's just sitting there fuming. Just like, women
and minorities.
Women and minorities. Get back to the white men. Scarlet Witch, Sean. Scarlet Witch movie is being rumoured regarding Marvel Studios. They are very interested in bringing Elizabeth Olsen back to come back as Wanda in a Scarlet Witch movie that they could release. Sean, how do you feel about this?
Isn't she confirmed dead? Didn't that happen recently? There was a Marvel encyclopedia or something released and it confirmed that she died at Mount Wundagore at the end of Doctor Strange.
She hasn't been confirmed to return. That is definitely true. Yeah. But I mean, between you and me and putting this show together, Sean, I've skipped a lot of the rumours that include Tony Stark, RDJ being like, I might come back, I might not, don't know.
Like, I think with Secret Wars coming up, anything is on the table. Like, the rumour is that, like, the TVA collects all the prime versions of all the heroes. So, like, Tobey Maguire is going to be the prime Spider-Man and stuff like that.
Can I just say something, though? This might be controversial. And this is a safe space. So you got to let me...
Yeah, go ahead. Speak your truth.
Let me speak my truth. I think that's really lazy and bad if you just bring people back for the pop.
It is the exact same as my problem with the Illuminati scene in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Of just like, hey, look at these things you like, you fucking idiot.
Like, it's like dangling something in front of a cat, being like, do you remember that old thing you liked, huh? Nostalgia.
I've heard rumours that they're bringing back the original Avengers for a project.
Yeah.
And it's like, just stop. And look at yourself.
The time has passed. There's no need to do that. And if you have to do that, then that implies to me that you've gone wrong somewhere else.
Yeah, if you can't make the existing characters good and entertaining and fan favourites, you don't deserve to make movies.
Well, they had, and this is a very strange reference, but this reminds me of wrestling in that they went through like a span of like 10 to 15 years where they just didn't have anyone. Yeah. And they just kept being like, remember this guy from the 80s? He's back, but he's fucking jacked on steroids. Good stuff, huh? Oh, his legs have buckled.
He's juiced up, ladies and gentlemen.
He's 54.
Yeah, he shouldn't be flipping like this.
No, there's no need. But we're paying him a lot of money to break himself down again.
Yes, it's just calling back to the thing that was already successful.
And then it also hinders the movies now. If you bring those people back, it makes people then reminiscent of then. And like they're like, oh, today is actually shit in comparison. Like,
yeah,
this is really bad.
Yeah, like, and it's also, you're never going to recapture it. No. So it's just, it's just going to fall flat every time. And it's just like, desperate.
It's like it's a diminishing return situation.
Yeah.
You bring them back, you get the cheap pop, like a cheap fucking, oh, I'm fucking amazing. After that, it's just like, it's fine. The only thing that worked well at it was Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, coming back in Spider-Man, weirdly, because they were like part of the story.
Yeah.
And also, what really worked for that movie was they weren't in any of the promotional stuff. Like,
yeah,
they didn't show them in anything, but everyone knew.
Everyone knew. Everyone knew, and everyone wanted to believe that they were in it. And so then when it did happen, it was like, oh my God, it's happened.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. But if they show up again, you're not getting that same reaction.
No. No. Oh, no, yeah. Like, if they show up again, it's like, oh, yeah, we've seen them. We've seen them 3 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I think, there's two examples as well I can think of. And this is like, you know, back in the peak MCU days, if you want to call it that, there's two examples that I wish were marketed differently. I wish Ragnarok didn't show Hulk in the trailer.
True.
Because I think that the moment when he appears would be absolutely insane. And I also wish that Spider-Man wasn't in the trailer for Civil War.
Yes.
Because imagine you're watching that movie and Tony's recruiting people and then just the word Queens comes up on the screen.
Yeah.
And you see Peter... people would have lost their goddamn minds.
Yeah, like that. It's such a simple way of going about it. But they can't trust themselves to people. But also, it was weird back then because people were going to see all of those movies. Like, you didn't have to do that.
No, but it's...
This has gone on to a bigger, by the way. This is about Wanda returning. Want to see Wanda returning?
Yes. Elizabeth Olsen has been fairly candid in interviews recently. And she's been saying I said some lines and then I went away and then they recorded all the other actors. Then I came back and recorded different lines so that it would fit with what they had said.
Hmm.
Like, it's just, it's not... And Chris Evans did an interview and he was like, no one saw Sunshine, but that's the favourite film I've been in.
Oh, that was such a good day. That was from a few years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
That he was just like, Sunshine's my favourite movie I've ever done and nobody's seen it.
But everyone's seen the Captain Americas, and they're fine and they're good, but you're not making a movie. Like, you say two lines and you're in your trailer for half a day.
Yeah, I would think Elizabeth Olsen, just leave her alone.
Yeah.
Just let her do other things. That weird TV show she does where she has sex with, what's his name,
Jesse Plemons?
She's cheating on her husband with him.
Yeah, let her do one of those for a while.
One of those movies, TV shows. It's fine.
But now is the perfect time for her kids that fucking exist out there somewhere in the universe. Bring them in and have them go looking for their mam who went missing.
Sean,
what?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I hate that idea and I don't want to watch that, but I can understand why you've said that, because that's exactly what they would think to say They'd be in the porn room and be like,
I think there's a good movie there somewhere about Wiccan and Speed fucking going off adventuring.
Maybe I'm worse than you. I'm further down the line.
They need Young Avengers right the fuck now.
Before they
age out of it. It's their only hope.
Thanos is destroying that team straight up.
They literally have all of the Young Avengers they need.
True.
Already existing.
But now they can't do it because their best ones were Florence Pugh and Hayley Steinfeld and Iman Vellani. But they're all women. So now if they want to do movies that are good, they can't put those three in.
Throw in Wiccan and Speed. Hulk's weird fucking son that shows up.
Who gives a shit? Really? I am not going to the cinema to watch any of those people.
Oh no, they won't go to the cinema. It'll all be Disney Plus.
There's only two things I'm watching in the cinema, Sean, and that is Dune 2 and the Batman 2. And then I'm walking. I'm leaving the cinema.
That's pretty, actually, yeah, that's a pretty stacked lineup if you were to do it all in one.
And they're the only two ones I want to see in terms of sequels.
Is there nothing else? What about Wonka? The new Wonka film.
You know what? I heard that was meant to be amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way in hell it's anywhere.
Several critics, right, that I would actually trust quite highly have come out after the embargo lifted and said Wonka is a fucking great film and Timothée Chalamet kills it as Wonka.
Why? Okay, where is any of that in the marketing then? Because that makes no goddamn sense.
If that is true, those trailers are genuinely the worst trailers ever, if the movie's actually good.
It's a musical.
Sean, it's getting rave reviews.
How the fuck? Is it? What's happening? Have I been fed drugs?
There's nobody who was putting money on that being good. Everyone was just assuming it was going to be grand.
This, the marketing made me genuinely question whether Timothée Chalamet was a talented actor.
Yeah. But apparently, it's really good. Empire Magazine gave it, they were coming out being like, this is a fucking amazing film.
I don't understand it. What? Show me any level of goodness.
Imagine if Madame Web was also fucking outrageously good.
What if whatever fucking company they outsourced their trailers to had just been dropping the ball recently?
It's the Suicide Squad trailer thing, but the other way around.
Yeah, where it's bad trailers for good movies.
Yeah, I think that's better. I would rather a bad trailer for a good movie. Because the worst thing you want is the Suicide Squad, where good trailer, bad movie. That's worse.
That disappoints people. But bad trailer, good movie. Oh, what a happy day.
Wanda coming back. Yay or nay?
Nay. Let her die.
Good. She was in Doctor Strange. What a great movie. So, Sean, I know what you're thinking. Universal have been a bit quiet this week. This month, I should say.
This year. This lifetime.
This year. Probably this decade in terms of movies. But
Invisible Man was pretty good.
That's pretty good. But Universal have come back, Sean, when maybe not one of their monster movies that, people don't really like. Jason Bourne. Because a new Jason Bourne movie is in the works at Universal. They're going to be bringing him back. The guy who directed All Quiet on the Western Front, Edward Berger, he's going to direct it. And it's probably going to bring Matt Damon back and, make a lot of money.
Why? Okay. So, Matt Damon back as Jason Bourne.
Well, yeah, you couldn't bring him back as a secondary.
Well, he's not going to be, fucking killing a man with a newspaper again, is he? He's going to have to... I think Jason Bourne was really successful because it was completely different than anything else that had come out at that time. Apparently it was a nightmare to make as well, and the director was not good.
Ironically, I think it's now John Wick has taken what Jason Bourne was.
Yeah.
And perfected
it.
And made a full industry, full universe around this kind of vibe, but on steroids.
Yeah. There's very similar scenes. I think it's in Bourne Ultimatum when he's walking through, it's either an airport or a train station or something, and he's dodging around. And then John Wick does the exact same thing, but they're just silently exchanging silenced gunfire.
I think those movies, I always think of them as they are very much a certain genre. They're not James Bond, but they're James Bond X. They're like,
yeah,
cool James Bond.
Yeah, it's like James Bond is like action, but Bourne was like action thriller.
Yeah, like, and so, and I think I would be very surprised if this movie was anyway like the Bourne Identity came out in 2002.
Bourne Identity's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's such a good movie, isn't it?
It's so good, and it holds up.
Like, it changed the whole landscape of all of those movies. And, like, James Bond at the time, I mean, we had one of our own as James Bond at that time. Yeah. Like,
and it was very silly.
Very silly laughing stock kind of thing. And then the Bourne Identity came out and just, like, kicked everyone in the face. I was like, this is cool. And that's why you can see the Royale.
It then just comes opens with him beating a man to death,
like,
with
Daniel
a sink.
Craig comes in as James Bond because of the Bourne Identity and the Bourne Supremacy, and they changed that whole idea and who James Bond is. So, like, these movies are culturally really relevant. I feel like now it's kind of like they set the tone, but it's going to be very hard for them to catch up, because I think the horse is gone at this stage.
Yeah, because I think I don't want another Bourne movie either. I want someone to do what Bourne did again and then do what John Wick did again. Like, show me something new and different.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Well, look, I understand Matt Damon coming back. Also, I think Matt Damon's a very nice man.
He's basically adopted by Ireland at this point. He has a house in Dalkey.
He was here all during the first lockdown, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he was filming The Last Duel at the time.
Yeah, so he's one of us. So we're like, Matt, fair play to you. Go buy another zoo if you want. I'd watch that. But at the same time, I don't know if this is going to... My prediction is $400 million to 300. 300 to 400.
Three to 400. I think it's an airplane movie, I feel like. It's just... Ooh. I think it's going to be the worst thing that Bourne could be, and it'll be a generic action movie.
And actually, yeah, that's exactly what it'll be. That I think so. Do you know what movie I saw recently? Red Eye. Do you know that one with Cillian Murphy and Rachel McAdams on the plane?
Oh, yeah. Jesus, that's a fucking deep cut.
I just thought of that movie and I was like, that's a fucking great film.
Why were you thinking of that?
I don't know, randomly. I think it was something to do with Cillian Murphy, and I was like, what movies has he been in back in the day? And I was thinking of, like, 28 Days Later and all that, and I was like,
yeah, my favorite
Red Eye. He was in that movie that's like a rom-com for the first 10 minutes and then goes pure just like thriller horror.
Yeah, it's, again, a nice little surprising twist. That was directed by Wes Craven as well, who did Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, good work, Wes. Fair play to you.
Good, that's tough to say. Good work,
okay,
Wes.
Okay, so Sean, we're going to move on, because I did want to talk about... We already talked about Marvel a little bit in terms of Wanda, but there's another thing that's going on at the minute that you might have heard of. This is from Deadline, in that Marvel Studios may be moving away from the Kang Dynasty. As a story.
Why would they do that?
It's just lost its director. The director of the movie was going to be the Shang-Chi The Legend of Ten Rings director, which was destined Daniel Cretton. And he has now moved off the movie.
Okay. Have you seen Loki?
Yes.
Okay, so without spoiling things... Okay, maybe mild spoilers for the end of Loki season 2 for the next, like, minute.
Mm.
But the way they end Loki season 2, they do kind of give themselves an out if they do want to get rid of the Kang stuff.
True. But so, would you bring Hiddleston back then?
I think... Well, this is the thing, is that I think Hiddleston can come back whenever is needed.
The Loki dynasty.
You could just scrap that whole dynasty plan.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you would lose too much, to be honest.
No. It's also very interesting because Cretton is still on to direct other Marvel projects. So it appears to be less about Cretton stepping away from the Kang Dynasty and more Marvel stepping away from the Kang Dynasty.
Yeah. Which I think now would be the perfect time. If you get Fantastic Four and Doom off the ground, then you can just skip Kang Dynasty and do Secret Wars, which is what they really want to do.
But those movie slots are taken up, though. Like, they are locked in 2026. I mean, but you could take them out, but you're getting rid of two Avenger movies. They were going to split it in two as well. Like, that's a serious bit of money. And they're not going to take what's better for the story. They're going to take, I would like to make $700 million on the part one and part two.
Well, or we could make $2 billion on just part two. Like, hell. If they, because they need a good run of movies beforehand to actually get people in the seats for a tough sell, which is Secret Wars. Kang Dynasty is an even harder sell. Like, not even just like with everything going on, but just story wise.
Like, it's very difficult to know where to go though. Because, like, if you get rid of the Kang Dynasty as an idea, as a concept, what are you building towards then?
Like, you build towards. See, this is the thing, is that I don't think you need. We need a bit where we're not building towards anything.
Hmm.
Because at the minute, there's a load of pieces in play, but we don't know what they're about.
Yeah, they're kind of all just vibing.
Yeah, like, and there's just a load of like loose agents kicking around. Whereas, like, if we get a Fantastic Four movie off the ground, establish Doom as a threat, and then Doom is the big bad. They tried to do after Thanos. They tried to think, who's a bigger threat than Thanos? And then they thought, oh, Kang, which is just going like, multiverse and bigger and more stuff.
Yes.
Whereas I think it's far better and more interesting to be like, here's Doctor Doom. He's basically a human, but he's an equal level of threat, if not more.
Because he is actually probably more evil than Thanos.
Yeah. Doom, like, yeah, absolutely.
Like, Doom is just full on, let's just get rid of everyone or make them bow down to me. Thanos, as we all remember, is like, wipe out half of them because half the people then the place can survive. Doom would rather kill everyone.
That's the thing. Doom is like, I am the only one who should be in charge.
Yeah.
And I will do whatever it takes to get in charge, even if it's kill everyone.
Yeah. And so, I think if you take that part one and part two out, or even the Kang Dynasty, do you replace it with the Fantastic Four film?
I think there's, you could, is the thing.
Because it's not coming out in May 2025, I'll tell you that.
Not a chance. Apparently Galactus is the villain as well, which
is
big.
That's pretty big.
pretty big to defeat early doors.
Why go Galactus first? You don't have to do Galactus first.
I think we need more time. Like, 2026 is far too soon. We need more time to get it all set up. We need an Eternals 2 where Galactus just fucking kills the Celestials or something like that. Establish him as a threat that way. Then Fantastic Four 2, they take down Galactus.
But, you know, he would just wipe out Fantastic Four though. Like, Galactus is Galactus is who you come to 10 issues in, I always think of. You've established everyone and then you're like, oh, these are all the character traits and whatever. And then you bring Galactus in and just let him fuck shit up.
But wouldn't it be cool, like, if have Doom as the villain in the first Fantastic Four movie. Yes. Then in Fantastic Four 2, they need to go to Doom for help because can't beat Galactus.
Yeah, and they're like, you will not be able to rule Earth if there is no Earth.
Yeah. And then, like, they defeat Galactus. Doom makes some kind of contact with, you could do the Beyonders like in the comics, and that's how Secret War starts happening. Incursions are happening as well. I don't know if you've seen the Marvels at all.
But I actually haven't been able to see the Marvels yet.
Well, some stuff happens.
Okay, movie stuff.
And again, a lot of it feels like dangling keys in front of you. But it seems to be, things seem to be starting to happen in the Marvel Universe.
Mm. We will see. Everyone know that if they are moving away from it, very much depends on how court cases go and all that stuff. But even then, if it goes okay, like, I don't know if they can continue on. Like, Ant-Man and Quantumania did not do well, I think they're very scared now. I do want to finish Movie Monthlies, I should say, because Sean, we have our Lex Luthor. And
oh, we do.
This was cast 2 weeks ago, but Lex Luthor will be officially Nicholas Holt.
I like this casting. I think it's good.
I mean, I think it's pretty cool that he tried out for Batman and Superman, didn't make it, and then became evil.
That's pretty good. He was also Beast as well.
True. I just think Lex works a lot better when he wants to be Superman, but he can't be. That's
true.
Like the whole character.
Which, and Nicholas Holt would have been a decent Superman as well.
Yeah.
I also like him against David Corenswet, who has gotten jacked, by the way.
Oh, he's built like a tank.
He's bulked up. But I think Nicholas Holt, I also like that he's smaller than David Corenswet. Like, he is. Like, it makes so much sense. I saw a lot of people being like, oh, he can't play, like, a sociopath who thinks he's better than everyone. And I'm like, watch Skins. That's what that character is.
I think he's an amazing actor. I think
he's so good.
He could 100% play. Like, Lex is a really delicate character to pull off. And he shouldn't be Jesse Eisenberg or Max Landis.
No, yeah, he shouldn't be Max Landis. He should be in control all the time.
And if he's not in control, he's very unhappy about not being in control.
Yeah, but he also on the front, charming, public company man. Like,
well, he becomes president of the United States for a reason in the comic books.
That people like him.
Because maybe they don't like him, but he has a way with words. He has a way that he can turn any situation that it's not his fault. It's somebody else's fault. He was actually providing solutions.
He's a PR master, basically.
Yeah, and he's also willing to pay somebody to cause, like, fucking bombs to go off and then him to stop the person bombing the place. Like, he'll kill hundreds of people, but he's like, well, I stopped them, so actually I'm a hero when you think about it.
Yeah, I did good here.
Yeah, like, because I'm better than Superman, aren't I?
Yeah, tell me I'm better than him.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good, believable casting. And also, it's not like Bryan Cranston, who's...
No, it's you know what it is? It's bold. It's a bold casting choice that I very much enjoy. Like, and I think James Gunn is directing and writing this movie. Like... To us, even from the very first day that this was announced, pretty much full faith that this is going to be pretty good, I think.
Yeah. It could be the best Superman movie, if done
and
right.
Even if it's not, it's going to be better than Superman Returns, 100%. I assume.
Which Brandon Routh is a fine Superman, but that movie is not good.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's perfectly cast as Superman in just a bad script.
Yeah.
But, like, this movie, the more I hear about it, the more I'm like, it's a cool, unique cast of people that, like, you probably have never heard of half of them, but that doesn't matter, because, like, they're going to be really good in their roles. And after this movie, you're going to be like, that's the guy from Superman, when you have seen him something else.
Yeah, they're going to be the default after this movie comes out. It's like, oh, no, that's Superman.
Like, it gives me big Star Wars 7 vibes. In that you have these people that, like, they've done a few stuff. They're pretty known among certain groups. But, like, in terms of the mass audience, like, this is going to be their big thing. And then you bring in someone like Nicholas Holt, who people do know from other stuff. Like, he's been around for a long time. He's been in a lot of movies, doing a lot of good work.
He's been working.
And so, like, people recognize him. You can put his name on a poster. People will go see it. But it's not like RDJ level. Of, I just said, Bryan Cranston. I think Bryan Cranston's like a massive name you get in, like, if you're like, he's the villain.
That would be the safe choice of, like, we really want this to make money.
Mm.
But, like, Nicholas Holt is like, no, I have an idea for what this character
is. I have a specific Lex in mind.
Yeah.
It might be a Rosenbaum level, like, Smallville Lex, but I think I like that Lex. Lex is...
Yeah,
Lex and that is really cool, and that, like, he's just friends and he's young, but he also just, like, has a dickhead of a father that just, like, turns him evil.
Yeah, yeah, I do think we're going. Do you think we'll get the scene where he becomes bald in this movie?
I hope he starts bald.
You want him to start bald?
Oh, well, actually, no, because I think that it does add to Lex's greatness if his hair starts falling out because of the radiation. Like, the kryptonite. Like, I think that's such a cool... I mean, it's very classic, it's a very cliche, but it's also... Why it's cliche is it's a very cool story point of he has this thing that's the weakness to his greatest villain, but it makes him so sick. But he's just... And he, like, he wants to be perfect, but he can't be.
Yeah, because he hates him so
because
much.
But yeah, his
so
hatred
much.
Is what eats him up at the inside and makes him somebody that he doesn't want to be.
It's like us with this podcast.
Hey God, the exact same. The exact same. I'm very excited about this. The movie will also apparently... the Superman movie will help usher in the new Gunn and Safran's long-term plan for the DC Universe, which could actually come at the right time now that Marvel is very much like...
They're faltering a little bit.
They're dormant, is what I'd say.
Now's the time for the underdog of DC Comics to rise up.
Weird collection of people. Hawker, Mr. Terrific, and Guy Gardner as the three people they have legged up. But, like, cool.
Again, like, not a safe choice. He has a vision. I respect that more.
None of them are safe choices. And, yeah, actually, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, cool. Let's fucking go for it.
Yeah, like, we're not just doing... Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman.
At this point,
again.
Right, what's the worst that can happen?
Honestly, just fucking try something.
like, you fucked it up so bad before. Like, even if this doesn't work, you will lose less money than you lost in all of those other movies.
Yeah, I want it to come out and make, like, a bajillion dollars.
It would, but, like, Justice League lost them so much money.
Yeah, each time they released it, they lost time. So much money.
So that's it for this week, this month's Movie Monthly, Sean.
Excellent month of news. Actual news. It's great. It's great to have it back. Would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, sure, why not?
So thank you to everyone over on Patreon, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. Link to that in the description. Thank you all for supporting the podcast. There is a review of Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero. Isn't that the title? That went up on the other day. It's for you to listen to. There's all kinds of reviews up there, so head on over there if you want to check it out. You also do get a shout out. So big shout outs go to Roisin and Baby Ben Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuckling in the Washing, It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost joined the naming antics to mess with Sean. Ed Ball, Connor and Lorraine are renting a human-sized hamster wheel to see all the ocean ghosts. Russ, okay, Sean, never mind hilarious anecdotes. I need Japanese ones involving either Pokemon or marriage proposals. Parfit, Jackson Bruheim is honoured to be picked as Sean's replacement and has already claimed his parking space. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsly subscribed to the Patreon. Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Kyle Borowski, Luke is back to the future of days past, and Rory. Thank you all. Very, very much for your
continued
support.
Is getting longer. I like it.
It's getting longer. Please, no one else change your name to be even longer. Cause
please do.
My lung capacity, folks, it's not ideal.
If we can get to like 50 names and each one of them is customised.
I, you don't have to, though. That's what's really funny about it.
We'd have to do it in two parts.
We'll have to start pre-recording it and I have an oxygen tank.
And then
in between.
We just like cut and then edit it and then like you never break sweat because we just stop and stop for 10 minutes to let you get your breath back and then go again.
Yeah, so look, we really appreciate it. Let's stop taking the piss on old Sean here. There is also other ways to support the show. Heroesforhire.ie/shop is the merch store. Twitter's @HeroesForHirePod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Liam.
And we shall see you all next month, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.